His unpopularity dominated the Australian election campaign and cost the Liberal National Party the election. Less than 3 months after Scott Morrison resigned as party leader, he's now under pressure to resign from Parliament after he confirmed that he secretly appointed himself to 5 additional ministerial roles during the pandemic.
I believed it was necessary to have authority to have what were effectively emergency powers to exercise in extreme situations that would be unforeseen, that would enable me to act in the national interest. And that is what I did in a crisis.
Morrison swore himself in as a joint health minister, finance, resources, home affairs, as well as treasurer between 2020 and 2021. He didn't reveal these additional portfolios to the public, Parliament, nor to most of his colleagues. That's raised questions with the current government, which is seeking advice from the country's Solicitor General.
The Australian people went to an election not knowing that any of this had occurred, not knowing that there was a shadow government operating in darkness without transparency, a clear misleading of the parliament whereby parliamentarians and ministers are held to account for areas in which they have responsibility.
One, don't get rid of...
Morrison says his actions didn't impact anyone, but it gave the former Prime Minister additional powers, which he used to overrule the Resources Minister on an unpopular gas drilling permit before the election. Legal analysts say the Governor-General's role overseeing the appointments and the lack of transparency involved warrant an investigation.
So this is fundamentally inconsistent with the basic conventions of our Westminster system. The government, the ministers, are accountable to Parliament. And misleading Parliament as to who exercises ministerial power is completely at odds with those conventions. So this is extremely unorthodox. It is a breach of constitutional convention.
The former Prime Minister may have apologised to his colleagues, but that hasn't quelled calls from within his party for him to resign from Parliament. That's a step so far that Scott Morrison is refusing to take. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Brisbane, Australia.